Coming soon, Bowie and Barnbrook.
I'm not a pop singer. I had to start singing my songs because nobody else would. So it seemed appropriate that I should go on stage and do them myself.
All right, breaking news now on CBS 2 News at 11. The Hollywood Reporter is saying superstar singer David Bowie has died.
The report, as well as a statement on Bowie's verified Facebook page, says he died after an 18-month battle with cancer.
Where are we now? Where are we now? The moment you know, you know, you know.
He was making fun of himself constantly, and that put you at your ease, and that allowed you to make jokes about him as well. I mean, and you're thinking, well, should I say this? And he would roar with laughter when you did. But also you knew that you had to produce your best work, but there was a good way to get there and a bad way, and he chose the good way.
On January the 10th, 2016, music legend David Bowie died, leaving behind a complex, groundbreaking and unique legacy that will live on.
In the fear of amen, in the fear of amen, stands a solitary candle.
Black Star was Bowie's 25th album, released on the 8th of January 2016, Bowie's 69th birthday. The musician died 48 hours later. The album has since been interpreted as a poignant farewell of a man facing his own mortality. Topping the charts around the world, it was far from a swan song.
On the day of execution,
the album's artwork was one of five that British designer Jonathan Barnbrook worked on with Bowie over a 15-year period and was one of his closest collaborators.
It was a dream, really. I think as a creative person, it's very, very different ways to work. And one way to work is to grind everybody down and make them do what you want to do. A lot of creative people do that. But he had this way of lifting you up and making you his equal and pushing you along and you enjoying it all the time. And when I look back on it, of course, I think about whether we did good work or not, and I hope we did, but also what fun it was.
Since graduating in 1990 from St. Martin's School of Art and the Royal College of Art in London, Barnbrook has managed to combine his love of music into his work.
We wouldn't talk about design, we'd talk about painting or literature or stuff we've read. And that all goes into pop music. I mean, people who are sniffy about pop music think it's quite a superficial thing, but you know, what he did was really reinterpret the art world and take the avant-garde into the mainstream and make people understand that art is for everybody. You know, which is a very rare thing. I think it's important to understand that to be a good designer, I think you have to dislike design a little bit, like to be a good musician sometimes. And Brian Eno, he always calls himself a non-musician, and I like to call myself a non-designer, to be slightly outside it, not to want to know everything about it, but to be able to dip into it and do something, hopefully, creative.
Bowie and Barnbrook, online, 10th of the 1st, 2018.